we're going to go into magnetism. How do you guys feel about that?
Oh, wonderful.
Woo-hoo!
After all the information that I found in the last 15 minutes, we might do this a couple of weeks. Since it is where we all began, was with magnetism. So I'm going to be talking about M-stride magnetic impulse today. So drum up your testimonies for the end of the call. So we're going to get started. Good morning. This is Linda Morris, and today we are talking about and flagship products. Where we all began 40 years ago was with the energy of the earth, which is magnetism. And that has really what has set us apart all of these years. It's other companies have tried to follow us, but you know what? Nikan has always been a research and development company. And what they do is they come up with technologies and products and ideas that other people don't even think about thinking about, and by the time that they hear about it, well, we've already got a patent on it. So this is what we're going to talk about. From the beginning, Nikan has been at the forefront of magnetic technology applications, and Nikan has some really great information on their library, and one of the first things I'm going to read from is the magnetic technology brochure. And it actually talks about several different types of technology. And then we're going to go into the M-strides. So this is going to be a brief introduction. And probably next week we'll talk more about some of the other technologies that are in our amazing products, life-changing products, in my opinion. The expanded use of magnetism is a field that has attracted increasing attention. Scientific and therapeutic applications of magnetism are being studied in technical laboratories and medical institutions worldwide. The volume of information from these findings is growing every day. Nikan continues to lead in this technology. In addition to our own magnetic research and development, Nikan maintains relationships with organizations such as Japan's Magnetic Health Science Foundation and the internationally known Bioelectromagnetic Society. Our magnetic products reflect the latest thinking. They incorporate imaginative approaches and patented technologies that are available nowhere else. Why magnets? Magnetic energy is a fundamental part of the universe. Earth itself is a giant magnet with negative and positive north and south poles. Human beings have always lived within this magnetic field until fairly recently. Over the past few centuries, our civilization has developed structures and machines that have disrupted the flow of this energy surrounding us. Nikan products with magnetic technology seek to counterbalance that effect and produce an environment that more closely corresponds to the natural magnetic field that has surrounded humans for millennia. The evolution of magnetic design. Years of development have produced enhancements in this applied science, and as a result, magnetic products today are not all equally created. To appreciate these differences, it is helpful to begin with the basic principles behind magnetism. Every magnetized object produces a flow of energy between its two poles, positive and negative. Invisible lines of energy known as flux lines exit a magnet from its negative pole and re-enter through the positive pole. This travel is what creates the magnetic field. A basic bipole magnet examined with sensors that reveal magnetic force shows the flux lines flowing around it, but the top and bottom surface of the magnet itself is largely inert, devoid of energy. A better design would produce magnetic flow across the said space instead of only around the edges. An attempt to accomplish this led to the first improvements in magnetic technology. A series of magnetic strips, circles or squares, positioned adjacent to each other produced alternating positive and negative poles. This created more flux lines and slightly increased the surface energy, but none of these designs offered the ultimate answer. Nikan EQL. Product development engineers working for Nikan realized that an ideal magnetic field would extend in every direction, not merely in circles or at right angles. A better arrangement would have maximized the number of poles and angles for maximum energy flow. And by producing each segment as an equilateral triangle with equal length size and equal angles, the magnetic field would be perfectly uniform over the entire surface. This concept was not easy to turn into reality. Making all the angles and sides exactly equal required precision manufacturing and quality control. Years of development and testing finally yielded success. Products with patented EQL, equilateral magnetic technology, are available only from Niken. Niken field gradient technology. Magnetic flux lines and angles are one consideration when developing magnetic products. Another is the depth of field. In a product such as a quilted bed comforter, it's desirable to form a deep layer of magnetic energy, one that extends several inches from the surface. This would produce a sort of cocoon of magnetism surrounding the sleeper. Niken designers knew that by using a series of individual single-pole magnets, they would create a surface that contained multiple poles and angles and also provide spaces in between that allow longer, uninterrupted lines of flux. This produces a sleep field gradient, the cocoon of magnetism effect. Niken field grade technology employs multiple magnets arranged in a spaced configuration. Niken magnetic biaxial rotation. The Niken scientific team continued to work on maximizing the number of flux lines and angles. More years of research resulted in another triumph achieved by reimagining the laws of the universe. The idea was this. What if a single permanent magnet could be made to act as if it had multiple poles extending in every direction? This is the operating principle behind magnetic biaxial rotation. Niken magnetic biaxial rotation uses a revolving magnet that also rotates on a second axis. The magnetic field constantly changes its angle as much as 25 times per second. This creates a three-dimensional movement of the field. The magnetic field is active in three dimensions because the technology operates in four. The continuous motion adds a fourth dimension, time. Time shifts the angle of polarity at high speed. Next came Niken RAM technology. The next challenge was to reproduce a three-dimensional effect similar to magnetic biaxial rotation in a flat, two-dimensional surface. This led to an entirely new concept, a system that uses a three-dimensional structure rendered in a planar form. To extend the energy flow over a range of directions, the magnetic fields are directed up, down, across, and at angles in between. Niken solved this engineering problem in a practical yet revolutionary way. RAM, radial axis magnetism. Technology features small neodymium magnet spheres in groups of six. Each magnet is permanently fixed in place so that its positive-negative axis is rotated 60 degrees relative to its neighbor. Arranged in a circle, these sequentially rotated spheres produce a series of overlapping magnetic fields in a discrete RAM node. This means that no matter how any contact is applied, positioned, or shifted, the magnetic cocoon remains constant. This field enfolds and surrounds anything in its proximity, even a complex object or body composed of multiple angles. No other technology exists that can create this encompassing magnetic field in this way, and no other company has applied this kind of thinking to develop what amounts to a solution that is both radical and elegant in its simplicity. And then we move into the newest, which is in the power chip, Dynaflux. And then we'll get into Spider-Rim. Dynaflux magnetic technology. The latest development in magnetic design is the new patent pending the Dynaflux magnetic technology introduced in the power chip. Dynaflux features a series of individual magnets within an organized structure that places them in opposition, positive or negative poles facing each other at several points. This arrangement has multiple effects. One result is that the magnetic field is intensified in each of these areas, producing a magnetic field that extends farther from the surface. The new power chip includes tri-phase technology, combining magnetism with Niken far-infrared technology and negative ion technology. Far-infrared technology absorbs energy from multiple sources, ambient temperature, body heat, and reflects it as energy in the far-infrared portion of the spectrum. Far infrared energy is expressed as a gentle, soothing effect. Negative ion technology creates electrically charged molecules. High levels of negative ions are present in natural settings such as forests or near waterfalls that provide a tranquil, relaxed feeling. And then we move on into SpiderRAM, which is another one of our newest, and it's actually based on the original RAM. So what I found extremely fascinating is how they took what was biaxial rotation and created the same effect without moving parts. So the SpiderRAM system is based on sequentially rotated spheres that are placed in a flexible web-like matrix. Each SpiderRAM capsule includes a projection and socket arrangement locking the magnet into place at a precise angle. The silicone web is extremely flexible and its natural elasticity allows each circular magnetic node to respond to motion so that the overlapping magnetic fields can follow the contours of any shape. SpiderRAM technology advantages magnetic polarity that extends in all directions 360 degrees, dynamic magnetic field capable of conforming to different surfaces. Neekin products featuring SpiderRAM technology are the Neekin Natrust Mattress Topper, the Kinko Natrust Custom Pillow, Kinko Natrust Travel Pillow, and the Kinko Seat 2. And then this also takes us into another brand new technology, which is in the Kinko M-Strides. These are the newest, most advanced magnetic insoles, also with tri-phase technology. Neekin introduced the first magnetic insoles in 1975. Since then, a continuous process of research and development ensures that Neekin insoles offer a combination of innovative engineering and superior features found nowhere else. The latest advance in magnetic design, another Neekin first, is patent-pending Dynaflux magnetic technology. Increased magnetic coverage. Dynaflux places individual magnets in polar opposition, positive or negative poles facing each other at several points. Magnetic field is intensified, producing a flux path that extends further from the surface. Dynaflux is the only technology using permanent magnets that accomplish this without requiring an increase in Gauss strength. The multiple angles afford 100% magnetic coverage. Works as you walk. Dynaflux allows each magnet a precisely controlled degree of movement. When applied against the surface, will cause slight shifts in angle as the opposing magnets change position relative to each other. Repeated action produces a dynamic magnetic field. The M-Strides insole acts like a magnetic field generator in your shoe. Comfortable and strong. Exclusive tri-phase technology adds gentle far infrared energy and soothing negative ions. Low density and high density polyethylene is durable and long wearing. Does not absorb moisture or odor to stay fresh. Ventilated to keep you cool. Magnetic strength is 800 to 1,000 Gauss. And one other part that I want to share. Every Neekin magnetic product uses stable, static magnets, very different from devices that produce magnetism by using electric current. Electromagnetic fields are generated by high power lines, electric motors, and electronic equipment. This energy includes unwanted electromagnetic discharge. Neekin static magnets do not produce this undesirable effect. They represent magnetism in its natural state. This reflects the approach to technology.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
This reflects the Neekin approach to technology, combines simple and reliable principles with forward-looking application and design. This shows advanced thinking, which will always identify a leader. And this is a beautiful brochure that Neekin has put together. It shows the whole progression of magnetism. It's a very common sense approach. So going back to the magnetic insoles, everybody on Earth Okay, anybody in the universe should wear magnetic insoles. The soles of your feet are tied to every other part of your body, so just by having them in your shoes, it's like you're taking the earth with you. So it'd be like having the insoles in your shoes. It's like you're walking in the grass. And oftentimes when we are standing on cement inside the electricity, we're not getting the earth's energy, and it actually drains us of energy. So this is one of the easiest and simplest things to increase everyone's vitality, their energy, their balance. It just puts your body and ourselves in that environment that nature intended. And all you do is you put them in your shoes and you wear them. So it's that simple. Also looking at some thermographic imaging that I have, and there is a medical study that was done with magnetics and diabetic neuropathy. I'm just going to share a little bit of the highlights on that. A recent study in America published in the Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation sought to provide some definitive data on the therapeutic benefits of magnetic insoles for diabetic neuropathy and other conditions. The research was led by Dr. Michael Weintraub, professor of neurology at New York Medical College in Valhalla, who went into the study skeptical of the claim that therapeutic magnets work. While magnets are used by millions of people to treat a wide range of conditions, including diabetic neuropathy and arthritis, there is a marked paucity of medical evidence supporting their effectiveness. The study was given priority for publication because magnets have very few side effects and are potentially very useful for everyday usage. Despite his initial reservations, Dr. Weintraub is now adamant that magnets can relieve pain effectively. The study found that there was evidence to support the claim that magnetic insoles offer greater relief from neuropathy than ordinary foot soles. One result showed that 71% of patients with the most severe foot problems reported a significant reduction in numbness and tingling compared to 40% of patients who wore the placebo insole. It remains unclear exactly how the magnets may produce their therapeutic effect. Skeptics are quick to point out that while the magnets did appear to reduce pain, they did not eliminate it or address the root of the problem. This said, they can see that if magnetic insoles aid recovery for particular patients, they would welcome their use as a complementary therapy because they have very few side effects. Independent studies were conducted by an independent thermal imaging company in Canada called Thermographics Consulting Corporation, and the results have been very promising. I can tell you a number of individuals that I've worked with where their feet were actually turning purple and black, and within 2 weeks of wearing the insoles and also using the MagDual, running it up and down their legs, their skin just started to turn pink again, and that black started to go away, which if you really look at it, that is potentially reducing the possibility of those individuals having their feet cut off or their toes. So it's really big. You know, we as Nikan consultants, we do not make medical claims. We do not imply them. But it's a much happier aspect to look at your feet being pink opposed to purple and black and not being able to feel them. There we go. So, that's enough of technology details today. So, I would like to just open up the call to individuals that may have had some really great results from wearing the magnetic insoles that you'd like to share. Who would like to go first? Did I mute everybody again? There we go. Now you guys can talk.
There we go.
Hey, Linda?
Yes.
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I found the insoles back in 1997, and my feet hurt. I'd been in a car accident in 94. My feet hurt all the time. And if I was on my feet more than 2 hours a day, it'd hurt for a week. And from what I understand, because of nerve damage, the neuropathy can get into your, work into your extremities. And went to a Wells preview. They put a one nug stuff under one of my feet, and that particular day, I was on my feet more than 12 hours straight, and my feet were hurting all the way above my knees, and within 20 minutes, my foot that was on the neck step quit hurting, and it was just amazing. And then after the meeting, I went and grabbed the other one. Within 10 minutes, the other foot quit hurting. So it sort of got my attention.
Wow, that's an amazing coincidence, right?
I thought so.
That's really awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Hi, Linda. This is Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Hey, morning. Yeah, I suffered with a bad back for 4.5 years. It radiated down my leg and my left leg into my foot on times, and it varied. But I definitely had issues with it. And I got hold of the back magnet and the insoles and just kept them on me 24 hours a day. In 3 days, I didn't hurt anymore. And I did want to underline, yes, I won't be cured from what I have, but I had what I had my whole life, and I didn't hurt. It's just as we started, as I started to age, I guess, things, moved and gave me complications. But I can travel and go places and do things that I couldn't do in my 30s that I can do now in my 50s. And that's really what, Nikan's given me back, that versatility, or the magnets have given me back the stamina and, to repair and to recuperate, so I don't hurt. That's really the main thing.
Yeah, I remember you in the beginning, Barbara, you couldn't, as you used to say, you couldn't unload the dishwasher and put clothes in the washing machine in the same day, otherwise you would be in bed with ice packs on your back or you'd get bent over. And now I see you carrying stuff all over the place, hauling stuff, moving stuff. And that would not have been your life had it progressed that it was going 19 years ago. And for 19 years, you like me are like a bag lady carrying stuff all over the place.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. And driving. I just drove North Carolina and back. I had my car seat. South Carolina. And if I had done that before, which I used to drive to New Orleans, I would be down for a day and a half at least, maybe 2 days. I wouldn't tell anybody I arrived, because I just couldn't do it. I just hurt so bad, I could barely handle myself. So that's just, it's giving me back time, versatility, and, I don't say I never hurt, but when I do, I can manage it, and it's pretty, the recuperation time is, much, much, much quicker. So I was out gardening the other day, and I was like, ooh, I think I did a little bit too much gardening, but I love it. So I just, made sure I had my magnets on and my power mag, and I was good to go.
So you oftentimes, your back, what I've observed with you is that your back doesn't hurt all the time, but you always have the insoles in your shoes or your sandals, and you always have the back magnet on your low back just to prevent.
Right. So when I do something, I'm not, even yoga, I went to yoga class last night, and I don't tell them anymore that I have a bad back because I don't hurt and I can manage it. So what I do, as long as that magnet's on me, I'm fine. I might move it over toward my hip. It kind of moves around a little bit, but that's it, I have more flexibility. I just want to say the recuperation time, but I prevent things. Like you said, I do a lot. I carry 3 bags. I live in a 2-story house, and I'm carrying things up and down, and I went on a boat ride. I used to never be able to go on a boat ride because it can jostle your back, and you'd be out, and you'd be like, oh man. And I sat through the boat ride. I used to to have to stand by the driver and let my knees be my absorption, my shock absorber for my back. Just like sneezing. I know that sounds really weird, but when I would sneeze, I'd run up to the wall and I'd put my back on the back on the wall and sneeze because I could throw my back out just by sneezing. I don't have to do that anymore.
So, wow, that's big. That's huge. Life changing.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing.
And I just want to underline too, I happen to be a reflexologist, and so all your nerve endings end in your feet or your whole body. And I think it was Steve that just shared, you know, he had to go hurry and get the other side done, because if you cut yourself in half, right down the middle, the magnets on the left are going to help everything on the left side of from your feet, and the same for the right. So I think he said he had to go put the magnets on the other side because he only had them on one foot, something like that, I heard. So that's really
makes sense.
The magnetic. Yeah.
The amazing thing about that was, though, because the both legs were connected, it only took 10 minutes for the left foot as opposed to 20 minutes for the right foot.
Wow. Very cool. Thank you. Anybody else have any insole or foot testimonies that you'd like to share?
I have one.
Please share.
Last year, we went to Las Vegas after I lost all the weight, and we danced all night. I hadn't danced in, probably 20 years. And we danced. If you remember, I walked on the sides of my feet back to our room, and I had the mag stripe on, but that really didn't do it. When I walked back to our room, I felt like I had two softball-sized swollen parts on the balls of my feet, and I couldn't walk on the soles of my feet. I had to walk on the sides of my feet. So when I got back, I put on the my power mag, because I usually do sleep with one at my feet and one at the base of my spine. And I woke up the next morning still crying because they hurt so badly. And thank you, Linda, for leaving a pair in my room. Thank you for being in the President's Club, for leaving them in my room. Because I put them on, and within 5 minutes, mind you, it went from two softball-sized areas where it was just so painful to a quarter size in 1 foot. And within 20 minutes, that was gone too. I thought they were a miracle. I still do. I still wear them every day. The other day I forgot to put them in one of my traded shoes, and I forgot to put them in, and I didn't have my back flexed on, and by the end of the day I was getting paralyzed again. So I know that I am preventing my body from becoming that swollen, paralyzed state again. Because it was just all coming back by the time nighttime came around. All day long I hadn't had them on. And I didn't realize it until later on in the day, and then I was too far away to get them. And so I believe that it prevents me from becoming paralyzed again. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that had to be terrifying when you had that year of paralysis, and you would never ever want that to come back. So
never.
You know, whenever things like that happen, I look at it as a wake-up call and a reminder of what your life was like.
Yep.
And how grateful you are to Nikan and creating these technologies to help your body do its job and not go back there ever again, if at all possible. Well, thank you very much. Anybody else have one more share that you would like to share before we wrap it up?
Okay, Carol, let's share her story. Carol's got an amazing story. I'll tell it for her. She was in a car.
Oh, I thought you said Joe. Okay, go ahead. Carol.
Yeah. Anyway, she was in a car accident also that changed her life way worse than mine. And her two fingers and her middle two fingers and her thumb would go to sleep at night. And she'd wake up in the morning and her arm would be totally asleep. And you know how when your arm starts, your extremity starts to come back alive after it's gone to sleep, and how it burns, well, her arm would burn all day long. And we found a way to throw the magnetism using a magball boy with a little device that I was able to find. And originally, I guess we used a Dremel unit that I mounted a Meg Boy ball.
Talk about like the Power Meg or the Maxima.
Yeah, like the Power Meg now.
Yeah.
And we would throw the magnetism through her shoulder, and within 15 minutes, her arm would be back alive and her fingers would be back alive. And within half hour, 45 minutes, all six kids would be running around the house going crazy and making noise, and she'd be sound asleep because she'd finally gotten relief. So.
Wow! And what does she do now? I know she's on the sleep system. What does she do to maintain?
She keeps far infrared on her all the time. She still has one of the. We have a couple of little sample quilts that she can use, or she still has a few tatters of the far infrared long john shirts left. That she has draped around her. She has a long underwear. And she drapes those around. And then if she starts to hurt, she, puts a far infrared headband around her neck or around her head over her eyes or a wrap that was cut open and lay across her top of her head. Sleeps on with the travel pillow, and haven't gotten her to switch over to the pillowcase yet, but we're working on it.
Oh, the pillowcase is amazing. The farm friend and negative ion pillowcase. Very cozy.
Yep.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. How much discomfort many of us are in, and you know, these beautiful products have helped prevent that or maintain it, or we look at it as our wellness home is our first aid kit for our bodies to keep us feeling great. There's
Linda?
Over 30 million grateful people. Yes.
Hey, it's Barb. I just want to put a plug in. If anybody has anyone in the area in Virginia and Williamsburg, October 3rd and 4th, we're doing an expo here. If anybody wants information, they can email me, and I'll send it to them. But we'll have Dr. Howdyak, I think you say, doing bone densities, and then we've got two full days of speakers. So Williamsburg, Virginia, a great place to be in the fall.
Thanks, Barb. It's sent to me. I'll forward it. Oh, you have sent it to me. I'll forward it to everyone.
I put the flyer on the blog, so the lifestylesupport.org has the flyer there and all the links to you guys.
Oh, super.
That's lifestylesupport.org, where you can find all these calls recorded. Very gratefully.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, we will wrap up this call for now. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.